It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okmanesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a
Colbert.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. A Wednesday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Colbert, in the Shirley Street studio. Where else? And it is September 14 of 2022. Hey, we got a full show today. We got a full ride. That's a pleasant change. Cubs-Mets, that finale of the three-game set. You'll be able to find that coming up in about 34 minutes' time over on our companion station tonight due to the coaches' huddle coming up tonight after this show with Mark Simpson. So Cubs-Mets. Cubs looking for the sweep of the Metropolitans tonight in the Big Apple. And pregame coverage begins on our companion station as a result of tonight's coaches' huddle at 5:35. 5:35 pregame, Cubs at Mets on Cruisin'. That's 1250 AM, 105.1 FM, first pitch at 6:10. And yes, it is going to be the fourth installment of the coaches' huddle tonight at Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. I was connected briefly with one Mark Simpson, who's standing by at Pepper's before this show began. So look forward to 2 hours of local sports talk radio. And, of course, when Mark takes care of things between 6 and 7, you will get recaps of everything that happened in week 3 of the high school football season in the Metro, and a look ahead to what's to come this Friday night in week 4 as Brad Rimmert, Cedar Falls Tigers football coach, Brad Schmidt, Waterloo Columbus coach, DeCarlo Sanderson, Waterloo East first-year coach, and Lonnie Moore, longtime Waterloo West coach, join Mark Simpson at Pepper's for the coaches' huddle at 6 to 7 tonight. Okay, so today on the show, got a couple things lined up here. We're going to hear from our guy, Sean Keeler, former longtime Des Moines Register sports columnist and been doing great work for a while now. I got to ask Sean how long he's been out in Denver, but been doing great work for the Denver Post now for quite some time as a columnist and reporter. And when we want to back up and take a look at things without necessarily our Midwestern or Iowa lens, but not run away from it, right? Because Sean's one of us, but he is a man of culture. And we will talk about everything that's trending in college football. Cough, cough, Scott Frost, Urban Meyer. just to name drop a couple things that might come up during the conversation. I think Iowa is, and it's just completely incompetent offense. It's so bad that it's trending. I've heard it on from national outlets, multiple mediums, whether it be audio, written word, or television, or digital media, digital visual media. Like, Iowa's offense is so bad, and they play in the Big Ten, right? Which is one of the three most watched conferences in college football. They're so bad that they are trending. They are viral. Whatever word you want to use, they're in the headlines, if you want to go old school with it. They're in the headlines for all the wrong reasons. And I'd be curious to see what Sean has to say about the woes in Iowa City right now with that Hawkeye offense. College football, not so great out in Colorado so far, as both the Colorado Buffaloes and Colorado State Rams remain winless. I'm not even sure that they're going to field a program in Boulder after this year. You talk about a program that's got to get something figured out at some point, or else, I mean, I'm joking, but I don't think it's necessarily out of the question. I'm not saying that Colorado would get rid of football, but it's like, what the hell are you doing with it anyways, since you do have it? But we'll also talk about everything that was trending, I guess, to use that word again, in the NFL. A lot of great storylines coming out of week one of the NFL. We'll talk about that with Sean. We'll talk about how the Major League Baseball Players Union agreed to these rule changes that are going to be in place next season. Yes, next season. Probably didn't should have talked about this more on the show, quite frankly, but the pitch clock will be in place. It's 15 seconds without any runners on base, 20 seconds to get that pitch off when there's runners on base, and then the shift ban. Got to have two runners, or two fielders, I should say, on each side of second base, and their feet got to be in the dirt. And that's basically all you need to know. And this is going to change the sport quite a bit. For as much as Major League Baseball has been tinkering with different things to try to speed up its game and make it safer, among other things, next season of Major League Baseball could very well be unlike anything you've ever seen before. And I don't know if that's necessarily a good or a bad thing, or maybe somewhere in the middle, but we'll talk about that as well with Sean. So a lot of great stuff to get to when he joins us in the next segment of today's show. After we're done talking with Sean Keeler, of course, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim, come back on the other side of that timeout, and got some audio from UNI football coach Mark Farley. Of course, he's had his weekly press conference, and he looks back on a tough 29-27 Missouri Valley Conference opening loss on the road at North Dakota, and looks forward to what's to come this Saturday, where things do not get any easier for the UNI Panthers, as 2021 Big Sky champion Sacramento State is going to be at the Unidome for a 4 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. And they're going to be looking for revenge, because the Panthers, I mean, frankly, probably played their best game of last season in week two when they went out to Sacramento State. And, gosh, what was it, 34-16, I want to say, was the final of that game. It was the Theo Day debut, as he started the second half of that one, and if memory serves, I think it was like 24, 27 points that UNI scored in the third quarter after Day came out of the locker room as the number one QB. So it'd be interesting to see if maybe there's some bad intentions, some attitude that will find its way inside the Unidome with the matchup between these two teams. And we'll hear all about it from UNI football coach Mark Farley in the third segment today of the show. After we're done there, of course, we'll take our final timeout. We'll get a little preview of what's to come tomorrow night when you hear Thursday Night Football here on The Fan, as Kansas City, the Chiefs, playing host to their division rival, the Los Angeles Chargers. That should be an outstanding game, as you've got two of the greatest quarterbacks in the league going at it, and Justin Herbert and Pat Mahomes. That's a 6:30 pregame, 7:20 kick tomorrow night, right here on The Fan, Thursday Night Football. The Kansas City Chiefs playing host to the Chargers of Los Angeles, 6:30 pregame. So we'll get you that little preview there in that final timeout, as well as Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, as we usually do, and then we come back for a final time and wrap up the show. So that is the plan, boys and girls. One last thing I wanted to get to here, and I'll bring this up with Sean in the next segment, is there's a lot of talk right now about whether or not Aaron Judge, outstanding Yankees outfielder, I take no pleasure in saying that, but Aaron Judge is incredible. And it's going to be incredible to see what happens with his free agency, because the Yankees didn't get him an extension before this season. He bet on himself, and last night, he hit home runs number 56 and 57 this season. Yankees have 20 games left, and the question's been out there for more than a week pretty much right now. I'm sure Yankee fans have been talking about it maybe since the All-Star break. But the baseball community is talking about whether or not Aaron Judge, should we call him the home run king if he passes Roger Maris at from 61 to 62? Or is he only the home run king if he gets to 74 and breaks Barry Bonds' record of 73? And Aaron Judge has since come out, I think this was only a day or two ago, and said, no, the record's 73. You know, say what you will about all that goes with it, but the record's 73. That's what the record says that it is, record 73. Meanwhile, I know there's a lot of baseball folks out there that think that, man, you pass Maris and you never show up as tested positive for anything, or you're never even rumored for having tested positive for anything, then I'll call you, Aaron Judge, my home run king. Not Barry Bonds, not Mark McGwire, not Sammy Sosa. For me, having grown up in the steroid era, there are a lot of guys doing steroids, a lot of pitchers doing steroids. And I thought, I don't know if it was Seton or Pauly this morning on the Dan Patrick Show made the point that, you know, there are a lot of guys taking steroids too that, you know, only hit 15 or 20 home runs. And that's because even with the performance-enhancing drug they were putting into their body, that is what that, combined with their natural talent, allowed them to do. You still have to hit the home run. This is not me trying to wash away the sins of taking illegal performance-enhancing drugs in the sport by these guys. But fact of the matter, at the end of the day, you still got to be able to have the hand-eye coordination, the strength that you've built through your hard work to be able to hit those home runs. So I think you know where I fall on this. I'm not a Barry Bonds fan in the least, right? Not a fan of what Mark McGwire did in front of Congress at the hearing. So, but at the end of the day, man, somebody hit 73. And you know what? Aaron Judge, if he's smart, he's taking something that's legal that's good. Right? He's taking something legal that's good, some sort of supplement or whatever it might be. So everybody's on something. Then whenever the lines get a little gray, and that's not really the case anymore. That's all been cleared up, but you still get those guys who pop positive. But who was the guy earlier this year in Major League Baseball? He got like 162 games, I want to say, too. Can't remember. Names escaped me. But anyways, still happens, just not as much. All right, we got to get it into it here. Area sports news and scores. Last night in high school volleyball in the Metro, fourth-ranked Iowa City Liberty swept third-ranked Cedar Falls in three sets. Waterloo West swept Iowa City West, and Waterloo East defeated Ames in four sets. Waterloo East volleyball coach Michaela Montgomery going to be on tomorrow's show as the Trojans are right in the thick of things in the Iowa Alliance Conference, battling for a championship. Week four of the high school football season, as I mentioned, that gets going on Friday. Here are the Metro matchups. Cedar Falls travels to Ankeny Centennial. Waterloo West hosts Dubuque Senior. Waterloo East is on the road at Des Moines North, and Columbus plays at MFL Marmac. Waterloo East is celebrating its 18th annual Ring of Honor event tomorrow. Six former Waterloo East football players will be inducted, including Chuck Carpenter, Russell Jones, Marcus Mangum, Rudy Martin, Dickie Smith, Lloyd Timms, and being recognized in memoriam is Adam Van Soek. Waterloo East created the Ring of Honor to remember, recognize, and acknowledge the rich history of Trojans football. The UNI volleyball team picked up a big win last night, downing Iowa State in four sets in Ames. Kira Faller led Northern Iowa with 15 kills. Emily Holterhaus added 13. It snapped a four-game losing streak to the Cyclones. For the Panthers, it's the fourth straight win for UNI, who is now 5-5 this season. Tonight in college volleyball, Wartburg opens up American Rivers Conference play, hosting Buena Vista. Knights are off to a 4-3 start to begin their season. Tonight's match begins at 6. And both Wartburg soccer teams are in this week's United Soccer Coaches Top 25. The Wartburg women's team is 7th, while the men's team is 24th. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast all coming your way. On the other side, we talk about what's trending in college football, the NFL, Major League Baseball, and who knows what else might get talked about. Sean Keeler, Denver Post sports columnist and reporter, next on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
CBS Sports Radio.
Sports Flash.
A little more than 24 hours away from the start of week two of the NFL season, Chargers wide receiver Keenan Allen is sidelined with a hamstring injury. He will not play tomorrow night in Kansas City, and the Chiefs have ruled out kicker Harrison Butker because of an ankle injury. Joe Flacco gets another start for the Jets. Head coach Robert Saleh had indicated earlier in the week that was likely to be the move. He said that Sunday's loss wasn't all on the former Super Bowl MVP. Lots of day baseball today, including in San Francisco, where the Giants have a 2-1 lead over the Braves in the bottom of the sixth. Atlanta opened the day a half game behind the Mets in the NL East. The Mets will take on the Cubs tonight, trying to avoid being swept. Pittsburgh top Cincinnati by a score of 10-4 in the American League. It was Cleveland over the Angels 5-3. Jose Ramirez with his 27th homer. Houston edged Detroit 2-1. Kyle Tucker hit his 27th in that one. Right now, top of the fifth, Seattle leads San Diego by a score of 3-0. The Mariners and Rays tied for the second and third wild cards, a half game behind the Blue Jays, who will host the Rays this evening. Also today, it was Colorado over the White Sox 3-0. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Coming up later on the Zach Gelb Show, it's a Take 5 Wednesday. I give you my top 5 teams in the NFL and college football. 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific.
CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to The Fan, the Cedar Valley's home for the NFL.
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. At State Farm agent Brad Jacobson's office, we know another winning combination, home and auto insurance. Myself and my team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which also will save you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call me, State Farm agent Brad Jacobson, at 277-4134 today.
And like a good neighbor,
the Cedar Falls School District would like to thank grandparents, friends, and extended families for all you do to support their mission. Your sons, daughters, nieces, nephews, and grandchildren continue to inspire the entire community by their upbeat, joy-filled, resilient responses to the changes that have come their way. The Cedar Falls School's mission of excellence is embodied in their desire for continuous improvement, and their goal is to maximize the abilities of all students in a supportive, collaborative environment. Educating your youth is an honor and a task that they take very seriously. In a time wrought with change and uncertainty, what will remain constant is the Cedar Falls School's dedication to your youth. Our future is in their hands. Always remember, their first priority is the safety of students, staff, teachers, administrators, and the community at large. Cedar Falls School students, you're amazing. We're so proud of you. Have a great year and go Tigers!
Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
NFL Week 2, the Bears look to go 2-0 at Green Bay Sunday. The Bears a 10-point underdog, the over-under 43. After 1 week of games, the Buffalo Bills are still the favorite to win the Super Bowl. Bills currently at plus 500, the Bucks at plus 700, Chiefs at plus 800, LA Chargers are up to plus 1100, and the Packers at plus 1400. Cubs and Mets again tonight, Chicago trying to avoid the sweep. The lines for this game were not posted as of early this morning. The White Sox minus 250 on the money line at home against the Rockies at plus 205, 7.5 the set total. Red hot winning picks at experts.winnersandwiners.com. Save 75% on any best bet package with the promo code ACTION75. That's ACTION75 at experts.winnersandwiners.com.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 61. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 84. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night, lows around 64. Temperatures above average Friday and Saturday, with highs in the low 80s. Thunderstorms both days. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 82.
This is the home of Cole & Company. For the ride home, weekdays 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan, the Cedar Valley sports leader.
Hello there, Brian. Bob Stoops here saying hi. And listen, I know you've had a tough couple of two, 3 years there, but the good news is your family still supports you, buddy.
Yep.
Especially your dad. He wants you to know that. But and even though everyone else seems to be against you, sometimes the best advice is to break free from the family business, man. Go do what you got to do. So anyhow, all the best to you and a big Boomer Sooner and good luck.
Bob Stoops, man, that guy just gets it. He's a very, is just a guy that you know would give sound advice to anybody, whether he knew you or not, as long as he could just, you know, sit in a room with you, learn a little bit about you, maybe hear from a friend about you. And speaking of friends, Sean Keeler, Denver Post sports reporter and columnist, kind enough to join us and talk about everything that's trending. And Sean, as you might imagine, this story trending a little bit here in our fair state of Iowa. So please tell me, has it made its way through the college football medias out far enough west where anybody out in your neck of the woods has caught wind of this?
Yeah, they're working on cameo videos for Carl Durrell right now. Now they've been inspired by Hawkeye Nation to move it along. It's bad here everywhere, and we'll get into that in a second. But I want to ask you a question. To the cameo thing.
Yeah.
Do you really think Stoops and Fran didn't know what they were talking about?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think that they had any idea at all. I think it's just kind of like they've been on the app long enough, like the app's been out long enough, Sean, that I think it's probably like a knee-jerk reaction. Like they get the notification on their phone. They know they have a certain amount of time to read what the cameo's about, respond to it, and get their money in their bank account. I think it's just like a muscle memory at this point for these guys on this app.
No, I think they know.
No way. No way.
I think Stoops knew. Oh. I you can't not know. You're not that dense when that comes up. So you know, good on them. It's something to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, it is something else. That's next level. That's some fourth degree chess.
Yeah.
Trolling of things that are bad. So, you know, if you think it's bad there, it's pretty much, but times like four.
Hold on. You don't get to just walk in here to this show and tell us that things out there for Colorado and Colorado State are worse than they are for Iowa right now. I am here to stand up for the amount of drama that is going on with this Iowa football program.
Here's how bad it is. Here's your stat. All right. I looked this up. Colorado State. That's how you say it in Madrid, Iowa. Colorado State. Northern Colorado. Colorado School of Mines have all been playing football since 1891. Since 1891, 2022, as in now, is the first time they are all 0-2 in the same year to start a football season. First time.
Congrats.
Never happened.
Congrats. Is it?
It sucks all over. That's a good way to put it here. So our sympathies are limited, my friend. There's a lot of Hawks here, a lot of Cyclones here, way too many Huskers here.
Sounds like it's time to make weed illegal again. Everybody's just stoned and lazy.
Yeah, it's NBA training camp, defending Stanley Cup training camp season coming in. After the latest Broncos news today, we just got that much closer to being a winter sports team.
Well, hey, what's going on with the Broncos? I mean, other than the fact that your first year coach completely mismanaged the end of the game Monday night. You pay $250 million for a quarterback and you don't even put the damn ball in his hands. Other than the football, I mean, like, it's one game, though. I mean, what could be so wrong with the Broncos?
All the way down, everything's great. I mean, the football is bad. The Broncos aren't bad, but they played it. You know, that game could not have been scheduled.
Hey, Sean, you're breaking up a little bit. You're breaking up a little bit, but it's just good enough, so I'm going to take a little two-minute timeout. I'll reconnect with you. We'll get right back to it, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, we'll get you Radio Iowa Sports here real quick. We'll reconnect with Sean and try to pick this back up on the other side. You're listening to a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa corner Riley Moss says the defense can always find ways to improve. Iowa State put together a game-changing 99-yard touchdown drive a week ago in a 10-7 victory over the Hawkeyes, the only touchdown the Hawks have allowed this season. Next up, they'll be at home against Nevada.
The expectation, is to win the game, and if they didn't score that touchdown, we would have won the game. That's our mentality, and that's on us, in a sense. So, we can always play better, and we're always chasing perfection, and we're never going to get perfection, but we're always going to chase perfection no matter how well or how bad we play.
Coming off the victory, Iowa State's at home against Ohio, and senior defensive lineman Isaiah Lee says the Cyclones won't overlook the Bobcats.
Like last week and the week before, we've taken every game as a big game. We've been going there and try to study these dudes up and figure out what they're trying to do to us, but we're taking every game as a big game in my eyes.
This is Radio Iowa.
Medicare can seem confusing and overwhelming. The good news is there are local people dedicated to answer questions about Medicare. Whether you're starting the application process, figuring out which coverage plan is right, have questions about prescription drug costs, or how to get Medicare without breaking the bank, your local area agency on aging can help. Take the first step to Medicare relief by calling your area agency on aging at 1-866-468-7887. Brought to you by the Iowa Department on Aging.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
Yeah, a lot of ways to listen to the show or any of our great programming here on the station. However you do it, thanks so much. We have reconnected with one Sean Keeler. Looks like we got the bugs figured out. And Sean, we were talking about, or I was trying to talk Denver.
Clear your schedule. Hold on.
We're getting a little ahead of ourselves.
Now, hey. Now who's got the bugs?
Yeah, true. Yeah, well, we've had them. Welcome.
It's a typical Keeler drop.
Yeah. I mean, it only makes sense that when Keeler's on the show, everything starts to go to hell. But yeah. And so I'm trying to be nice and say, hey, Bronco fans, your first year coach. He made a bad decision. He owned up to it, all right? Just move forward. Move on. Like what?
He kind of owned up to it. In that entire news conference, that thing kept going yesterday. He said the right thing, and then he kept backtracking from it like Deion Sanders fast. We're like, no, stop. Stop talking. You gave the right answer. Stop going, yeah, but if we make that kick.
But
that was our kick, and I'm going, stop talking about the kick.
Yeah.
So how that was received by the wire services and the national folks who just saw that clip and the headline says, Broncos coach says, I would have, should have gone for it. Yeah, then local radio and media listened to the rest of it and came away from that very damaged. There's a big antler where context matters. And they went, oh, Nate, did you learn something from this, buddy? Because that's not good. Yeah, we for all the hype and hope, the one thing that, what do we talk about? The team franchises are basically steered by quarterback coach in a quarterback coach league.
Yeah.
We forgot about and there is a great example to an isolated case where it can go wrong. Seattle is terrible.
Yeah.
They will not win 7 games. They're in a tough division. And that's one that Broncos fans, they go 8-9 or 9-8, and those are they're going to look back at that and kick themselves.
Yeah.
I hope that's not the case, but I think they'll still have an okay season. Like the difference between, your Bears, I'm sure the Niners are going to tell themselves the same thing about your Bears. Very similar.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I wanted to make a tie-in here between how that Denver game played out and how the Bears game played out because there's probably a Bronco fan sitting somewhere in all their despair, and they're gaming everything out in their head going, you know, I saw that Bears-Niners score. We probably should have traded up for Justin Fields, and I don't think we got the right guy out of Green Bay. We should have got Getsy. We shouldn't have got Hackett.
That's the pressure to say Fields. They don't know what funny for Justin Fields here. To your point, yeah, Getsy, yeah. Nathaniel Hackett's honeymoon has ended.
Yeah, dang it. Sean, we're still having troubles with your phone, man. So I think we'll just we'll call it good for now, or call it mediocre. I blame that on me as far as the segment's related.
All right, man.
But yeah, take care, dude. Sean Keeler, Denver Post sports columnist. Sorry about that, Sean. Gosh dang it. I just couldn't get a clean phone line. That's the way it goes sometimes. But just to kind of give you my little run through here of everything we were touching base on, everything at least I wanted to get to in the segment here, just going back to kind of where I think where we started talking about Iowa football, what happens, and we didn't get this far with David Eicholt yesterday. We covered a lot of ground with David, but I was going to lose to Nevada, right? Like, unless they figure something out that at this juncture doesn't look like it can get figured out, there doesn't seem to be any hope for it getting figured out. Like, Iowa could maybe get a little bit better. Maybe they figure out how to eclipse 200 total yards. Say you do that. Say you beat your season average by more than 50 yards, and you get, like, 207 total yards offense. It's not going to win you the game against Nevada. If you look at their numbers, everything they're bringing to the table, not that they're a juggernaut or anything, but David Eicholt told us yesterday that he's of the belief that there is a split in the Iowa coaching staff as to whether to bench Spencer Petras in favor of Alex Padilla or not. And I think I would agree with where he's at on that. And David's smart. David's been on the beat a while. I'm betting if he says that, he knows it to be true. And the thing is I think that one of the big reasons why Spencer Petras will start this game on Saturday is Kirk Ferentz knows that if Alex Padilla starts, if Alex Padilla plays in favor of Spencer Petras and he also stinks, well, guess who the next victim is? He's already receiving a lot of criticism, but he will receive a hell of a lot more if two quarterbacks both play terrible in a matter of what? 4 or 5 weeks, and that would be none other than offensive coordinator Brian Ferentz. And so this is one of those things where yesterday when Kirk has the quote, you know, I'm the football coach. I know not everybody's going to agree with me, but I'm doing what I think is best for our team. Is Kirk Ferentz doing what's best for the Iowa Hawkeyes this Saturday, starting Spencer Petras, or is he doing what's best for Brian Ferentz? I think that's the question to ask yourself. All right, sticking with college football, Scott Frost, obviously, fired, gone. Nebraska wouldn't even wait until the calendar turned to October to pay $7.5 million less, or somewhere thereabouts, to pay the buyout and make him go bye-bye. And got to say, I heard, who was it? Ethan Petrick from the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier. Saw him Monday at the UNI football press conference, and Ethan has experience covering that football program. And he mentioned Luke Fickell from Cincinnati. That was a name that I had not heard come up, but he's been a name who's been, you know, associated with a bunch of big jobs ever since he got that program turned around, pointed in the right direction, obviously making the playoff last year. I think that'd be a great interview, a great guy to try to get in for an interview if you're Nebraska. And the hell of it is with Nebraska, man, for as much as it's been easy to make fun of that program, they've got resources, they've got money, they've got facilities. You would think somebody, somehow, some way, should be able to figure that thing out at some point. Well, they had a guy who had it figured out. It was Bo Pelini. And I think I was reading it earlier today, and I've always criticized that ever since it happened, the firing of Bo Pelini. They fired him because he's a red ass. Like, he didn't get along to get along with administration, donors. He was criticizing the fans in that one league tape. But you talk to anybody, and his players love him. And I want to say it was like 67-27 or something like that that he went at Nebraska. He got fired after a 9-3 season. They never should have got rid of him. But here's the thing. They got to hire another coach now. And Urban Meyer, or as he's more affectionately known on this station, specific to the Jim Rome show, which you hear weekdays 11-2, Pervin Liar. And I thought Jim Rome had a Hall of Fame segment today. The Hall of Famer with a Hall of Fame segment today where he was telling Nebraska fan, you want Urban Meyer, don't you? Like, you want Urban Meyer. Like, you shouldn't want this guy. Here's reason 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, on and on and on, why you shouldn't want this guy. But we know you, Nebraska fan. You want Urban Meyer because you think that's the key that unlocks Cornhusker football again. You cannot picture there being another key. I mean, it's either Urban Meyer or it's some not incredibly popular name that maybe can be the guy. Maybe he can be Nebraska's Matt Campbell, right? I think that's the direction Nebraska goes. They try to find their Matt Campbell. I don't think Matt Campbell goes to Nebraska. And but we'll see. We'll see. Trev Albert's the Cedar Falls native. He's earning his money. I think that's fair to say. As far as it relates to the NFL discussion we were having, the Monday night game, that was pretty funny to watch. If you're me, if you're a Bears fan, if you're a Midwest NFL fan, just watching the Broncos have their meltdown the way that they did after spending $250 million to get Russell Wilson in there. So that was a fun thing to laugh at in the NFL, I thought, out of week one. Yes, my Bears, I got to beat my chest about my Bears upsetting the 49ers. They just did enough to win in what was turned into an absolute monsoon in Chicago that day. But they, you know, they had like, what, one or two penalties the Bears did? Like, they didn't look like the Bears. They played disciplined, fundamental football. It wasn't sexy. Kind of what you were used to back to the golden era of the Lovie Smith regime. Kind of what it looked like. So I'm cautiously optimistic moving forward. Green Bay loses to Minnesota. Was going to bring that up with Sean. I don't think it's a big deal. Green Bay hasn't looked good in openers a lot of times in Aaron Rodgers' career. So I don't think Green Bay is going to get it figured out. And then the Bills and the Chiefs, they look incredible. They look like they're going to represent the AFC after 1 week, I'd say it. Those two teams look like they should represent the AFC right now in the championship game. With the pitch clock and the shift band and everything, you know what? I'm gonna table that one for now. Gonna table that one for now, but I do want to talk about it and want to do so in depth. So since we had the trouble with Sean, I'll probably be looking to get our guy Michael Cerami of BleacherNation.com on the show sometime soon. Michael does such a good job, not only tracking the Cubs at all levels of the organization, but you know, the what's going on as it relates to Major League Baseball, because there's always something as the game continues to try to craft itself and make sure that it's actually got an audience 30 years from now. So let's take this time out. Let's get to those commercials. And we got your Radio Iowa Sports earlier when we first disconnected with Sean. So we'll get your rest of the commercials there for that break. And we'll come back on the other side. And I've got that audio from UNI football coach Mark Farley. Panthers, man, they've got a tough opponent coming to the Unidome on Saturday in Big Sky champion Sacramento State, and they're 0-2. So, boy, would they have their work cut out for them to go win at least six games, if not maybe seven, in the Missouri Valley if you end up going 0-3 in your non-conference. So, we'll hear from Coach Farley next, and I think also, too, if time permits, we might hear a little bit of that Kirk Ferentz audio from yesterday. So we'll get to that if we can. You're listening to a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
Clear your schedule. The National Cattle Congress Fair is happening September 21st through the 25th. It's fun for the whole family. Food trucks, magic shows, the Flying Cortez Trapeze Spectacular, a petting zoo, and more. Ride your motorcycle to the fair on Thursday for bike night with live music by Deja Blue. Let's go! And who could forget the three nights of rodeo? Get excited for the Iowa Rodeo Cowboys Association Finals. Buy your Super Pass for $25 and receive admission every single day of the fair. Friday is Kids Day with tickets for ages 6 to 17 on sale for $5. And kids ages 5 and under get in for free. Come celebrate 112 years of the National Cattle Congress Fair. September 21st through the 25th. For more information and to buy your tickets, just visit NationalCattleCongress.com. Buy your tickets now and enjoy 5 days of fair fun. It's everyone's fair.
Hello, Waterloo community. I'm Dr. Jared Smith, and I'm so pleased and excited to be starting my first year as superintendent of Waterloo Schools. I grew up in Waterloo, and I'm a very proud Waterloo West High grad, go Wahawks, and a very proud former administrator of Waterloo East, go Trojans. I gotta tell you, education is my profession and my passion. In addition to serving as an assistant principal at East High, I've also served as a principal in the Muscatine Community School District. Most recently, I had been the superintendent of the South Tama Community School District. Every chapter in the journey has been so rewarding, but I'm thrilled to be back home in Waterloo. We have an amazing community here. Just in the last few weeks, I've gotten to experience a thriving, vibrant Waterloo. I'm looking forward to serving you, our families, our business partners, our educators, and our students. Thank you for your part in making Waterloo a wonderful place to work, play, and learn.
Kerry, the world's leading taste and nutrition company for food, beverage, and pharmaceutical, is hiring. Be part of a worldwide team that's shaping the future of food. If you're dependable, can lift up to 50 pounds repetitively, and want to grow your career, join the Kerry team in Vinton. Kerry offers a $1,500 sign-on bonus, competitive wages, full benefits, including excellent health insurance, 3 weeks paid time off beginning year two, paid holidays, and stability within a clean, team-oriented environment. Visit jobs.kerry.com to apply today. Kerry is an equal opportunity employer.
Cole & Company on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back. Wednesday edition of the show continues, and from our great friends at National Brake Center in Waterloo, we're giving away another pair of free breaks. Just be one of the folks to go to 1650thefan.com. You'll see right there on the homepage the big National Brake Center post, and just click on their logo you see there. All you got to do is enter some really easy information, including what you got to have. Today's keyword. This is if you need a fresh set of brakes on that car, truck, or SUV of yours. We're giving them away right here on The Fan on Cole & Company, and we'll get you a winner announced on Monday. But you got to go to the website, 1650thefan.com. Look for the post about the free brake giveaway from National Brake Center in Waterloo. Click into it, enter your information, and enter the keyword for today. Today's keyword is Tigers. Enter the keyword Tigers, and you'll see that where to enter it when you click into the post that I mentioned, and you will be entered for your chance to win free brakes. You got to have brakes. They got to be functional, and nobody likes paying for them. So I'm here for you, man. Go to 1650thefan.com and enter for your chance to win free brakes from our friends at National Brake Center in Waterloo. All right, the UNI football team is looking to put the brakes on a two-game losing streak. They lost 29-27 at North Dakota last Saturday in the Missouri Valley Conference league opener. And Coach Mark Farley, he told us what he saw on the film from his team in that narrow loss.
Still isn't connected.
Oh, here we go. There we go.
One, the opening kickoff, we didn't do a good job on. They hit us on a couple quick plays and got off to a good start. What stood out to me is that we countered and played good defense the rest of the half and took the lead by halftime. So we settled into who we are. coming off that Air Force game, there's still kind of a hangover from that, if you want to call it that. But if it's picking for defense, and when we settled in and started playing good defense, started stopping people in the rushing game and doing the things that we're capable of doing, we go in at halftime in a good spot. Second half, continued having some momentum the second half. I believe that intercept happened in the second half. But what occurred was, and we got first and goal on the five, we should have scored, and that would have gave us we had a two-possession lead. And then on top of that, we went down, and we had a chance at the another time to score and had to, took the sack and then missed the field goal. So two critical opportunities to score, to really do keep the momentum we had, and that gave them enough. We were sputtering on defense where they started hitting some plays on us on defense, and then it got to be a back-and-forth game again. So those are the things that stood out to me. One, I did like our offense. I like what our offense is doing. I think they're playing good football right now. Still could do better in the red zone, but they're going up and down the football field, and they countered back with big plays after big play to put us in position. And that was an aggressive defense that they were blitzing every which way, shape, and form. So offense was doing good. Defense started to show what it could be, but it sputtered there, and it still isn't connected and as unified as it should be to be good. So that's what I saw.
One of the things I asked Coach Farley earlier this week, I was like, Coach, hey, with respect to offenses of previous seasons, okay, we're sitting here after two games and we're talking about how your defense needs work and the passing offense is really looking good. In light of that, does it kind of seem like Freaky Friday a little bit around your program right now?
It is. It's call it what you want. It is. It's a good feeling when you see your sideline with the confidence it has on offense that maybe you haven't seen in years past, whereas the defense trying to hold up or just get one touchdown and win the game. Now they're going up and down the field, and the big play to Deion was really a boost of what is possible because they countered right back, and that's the confidence with the offense to do that. And then it was up to the defense to go out there and do what it should have done. But we gave up the score, gave up the third down play, a third and 10 we gave up. So exactly, and you know me, man, that doesn't bode well on defense. And we got an offense that's putting enough points on the board to win. So we got to clean up our defense, and we will.
Here's Coach Farley on what he thinks it's going to take to get that defense turned around.
I think the biggest thing is the detail of technique, the detail of fundamentals, the things that's where we blew up. And when I say blew up, again, in the coverages and holding coverages and things like that, I thought we did a good job last week getting them back into coverages that we needed to be in versus coming off of an option team. And now without an open date, we got to do a lot. We got to get more done this week because this is even a better team throwing the football than last week. So I think the personnel clean up their technique, and I think they'll have the success that they expect to have, but they got to clean up the detail of their technique and still play at a high speed to do so. And there's a little bit of everything going on, but that to me is what's standing out the most when you really study it is, you know, it's just not doing the little things as well as we do them. We're not doing that right now. We're in our spots, but we're not doing as well as we did them before.
As I mentioned before that last break, 2021 Big Sky champion Sacramento State visiting the Unidome this Saturday. It's UNI's non-conference finale. The Hornets have a two-quarterback system with a pair of seniors, Jake Dunaway and Asher O'Hara, and it is one of the most potent passing games in all of FCS. Here's Coach Farley on Sac State.
It doesn't matter which one plays, man. They're good. I mean, they won the Big Sky. Their playoff football team last year, I mean, this is a Big Sky champion. This isn't just some Big Sky team. This is a Big Sky champion. And I believe it's a two-time Big Sky champion. So it's not like it's two in a row. So this is their that's a great conference. That's Montana, Montana State. I mean, Eastern Washington. And that's the team that's winning that league. And it's the team that's picked to finish first or second in that league right now. So it doesn't matter which one they play. They got enough talent, they got enough firepower, and they got enough play calling ability that they can line up against anybody and move the football.
There you have it. Audio this week from UNI football coach Mark Farley. All right, let's take this final timeout. We'll get a preview of what's to come tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football that you'll hear right here on The Fan. Chiefs Chargers 6:30 pregame. And, of course, we'll get you Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Then we'll come back and wrap up a Wednesday edition of the show. And then we'll hand the baton to Mark Simpson, who's standing by at Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls for the fourth installment of the Coach's Huddle. That all to come next.
Brian Eagle here from Thursday Night Football on Westwood One. From Kansas City, it's a big AFC battle to start week two. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs play host to Justin Herbert and the Los Angeles Chargers, with both coming off impressive wins and looking for the early upper hand in what may be the best division in football. Join Hall of Famer Tony Boselli and me on Thursday Night Football.
Get maximum sports on 1650 The Fan.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions.
Yeah, board-certified
safety
me?
Consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com.
All right, cool.
By.
Just everything sounds good. Just stand by here for about 9.5
so,
minutes.
So you're at the game and that hot dog and soda come back to haunt you with heartburn. You try to get it under control with a few antacids until bedtime, and then the heartburn comes back. Does this happen to you? Instead of fighting your heartburn, block it with Prilosec OTC so you can celebrate your team's victory without heartburn distracting you. Taking one Prilosec OTC pill in the morning can prevent excess acid production for 24 hours. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. Prilosec OTC, used as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Rates are on the rise, but with Rocket, you get an advantage. You can lock your rate for 90 days while you search for a home. If rates drop within 3 years of buying your home, you'll get exclusive savings from Rocket Mortgage to refinance to a new lower rate. We'll help you lock it and drop it so you can buy today. That's the Rocket Advantage. Call 8337-ROCKET or go to therocketadvantage.com.
Must lock purchase rate between 7/19/22 and 9/30/22. Call 1-833-7-ROCKET for coverage fees, terms, and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NLSConsumerAccess.org number 30.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Professional sports leagues are no strangers to controversy surrounding their owners. The Mavs were investigated for sexual harassment in the workplace in 2018. Donald Sterling was forced to sell the Clippers after using racial slurs in 2014. Daniel Snyder has a long list of issues. And yesterday, the NBA handed down a $10 million fine and a one-year ban to the Suns owner, Robert Sarver, after accusations of racism and misogyny were found to be true. The NBA decision to suspend him makes sense. No place in sports for that type of conduct. But when you look at the history of professional sports, you have to wonder how much of this will change. The NBA and NFL have suspended owners for years, but this issue still continues to be a problem. So although the punishment may do a lot for the NBA's public image, until professional sports make it absolutely and abundantly clear this type of behavior is unacceptable, this issue may unfortunately only continue in the world of sports. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how the rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. And now that we've talked about that, let's get back to, you know, the stuff we talk about here on the show. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. That's discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. The numbers don't lie. In the last decade, over 4 million people have chosen SimpliSafe Home Security to protect their home. You don't earn the trust of that many people without doing something right. At SimpliSafe, your safety is the only thing that matters. I know because we use SimpliSafe. Customize the perfect system for your home and start at SimpliSafeDan.com. Go today, claim a free indoor security camera, plus 20% off with interactive monitoring at SimpliSafeDan.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Now, back to more Cole and Company on the Cedar Valley Sports Leader, 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on this Wednesday. I want to thank Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. Apologies for the bat phone line again, Sean, but as always, great to catch up with you, man. And, hey, too, just another quick reminder. You can go to 1650thefan.com right now. Right there smack dab on the homepage, you'll see the Enter to Win for free breaks from National Brake Center in Waterloo. Today's keyword to enter, Tigers. enter the keyword Tigers, and you'll be registered to win. The coaches huddle coming up from 6 to 7. Mark Simpson standing by with the four Metro High School football coaches at Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. If you have not made dinner plans, I just made them for you. Go to Pepper's. Enjoy the show. And I'll be back tomorrow at 5. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.